world of mess. It's been over a decade since the U.S. launched its crusade against the forces of evil in the East, and it has only succeeded in creating disaster after disaster, and more enemies than we could count. It has consistently backed governments in the Arab world that could double as the mafia, that rule by repression, torture, and the divine right of kings. It has mouthed words of democracy, and just as quickly swallowed them whole, as their chosen allies have rode roughshod over their people, fighting them like foreign enemies. Israel has been armed and unleashed to torment the Palestinians into submission to so-called peace deals that would make the Vichy French blush with shame. And while they have spent over $1 trillion to stitch together their bevy of indigenous allies, things bubble on a caldera of lava, and social forces rage with contempt and hatred for their rulers. Things are not well either in the Middle East or at home, for the crowns of neocolonialism do not sit easily on the heads of U.S. allies. The wasted billions and hundreds of billions, the thousands of soldiers dead, equally wasted, the wasted hopes of the invaded and the occupied. Wars have a way of returning home in the most unexpected of ways. We're seeing that now in France. Perhaps we shall see it here as well. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.